I'm Sharon Betters, and we are continuing in our journey to Easter with the Women of the Resurrection. This is the Daily Treasure podcast produced by Mark Inc. Ministries, and it's our prayer and hope that as we spend a few minutes together talking about the scriptures, that each of us will be better equipped to walk by faith wherever God has placed us. Today's devotional is called The Treasure of Prayer, and today's treasure is from 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. God plants resurrection power in our hearts and often shows us its impact through prayer. Not only does prayer take us into His presence, prayer guides us in how to offer to others the treasures of knowing Jesus. The rest of this devotional is an excerpt from my book, Treasures of Encouragement, on the topic of prayer, and I hope that it encourages you to understand better how prayer takes us into the heart of Jesus, but also equips us to walk with others by faith through the ministry of biblical encouragement. Women committed to the ministry of biblical encouragement learn that they have little to offer if they try to minister without a foundation of prayer. Through prayer, we miraculously enter the struggles of others. God moves through our prayers to strengthen the body and to direct our encouragement. Instead of covering ourselves in a cocoon of self-protection, we connect with one another with open hands and outstretched arms. He also reveals His love for us when He moves the body to pray at specific times for specific needs known only to Him. What could be more encouraging than to know that the God of the universe cares about the details of my life? The ministry of prayer is a mystery. Scripture commands it. The experiences of Christians throughout the ages confirm its force, and even unbelievers espouse its power. Pharaoh repeatedly asked Moses to pray for an end to the plagues. I wonder if one activity in heaven is comparing all our earthly prayer urges with the needs of the people prayed for. If so, I believe we will experience outstanding joy when we learn how God used our prayers to meet specific needs in others, needs only He knew. We give treasures of the soul when we enter the life of another through Spirit-led prayer. The need to pray for a young couple overwhelmed me on the first anniversary of their stillborn child. They were now expecting twins, and my intense urge to pray made me wonder if something was wrong. I whispered, "Lord, whatever their needs are, if they are grieving or if there is something wrong with their babies, please make them aware of Your presence." Arriving home, I called, ready to go to the hospital if necessary. Instead, I experienced joy when I heard this story. Because of the history of special needs in their family, the expectant mother had to undergo a test to check the twins' health. If the heartbeats were strong, they were most likely fine. The test had been delayed once, and if it was not performed that day, they would have to wait another month. Unfortunately, the doctor could not perform the test because of the baby's positions in the womb. After the doctor left the hospital room, the young husband said, "Honey, I think we should pray that the babies will move so the test can be done." When the doctor returned, he exclaimed, "The babies are in the right position. They moved." He completed the test and informed the parents that their baby's heartbeats were strong. I realized that at the moment God urged this couple to pray for their babies, He also burdened me to pray. On the anniversary of a day of grief, God's encouragement gave them a reason for joy. Although physically separated, God connected us through prayer. Allowing me to participate in such a special moment was God's encouragement treasure to me. 2 months later, two healthy boys entered the world. Friends, do you, like Paul, long to know the power of His resurrection? Pray. Through prayer, the Lord will not only meet you, but will connect you with others in a way that brings you great joy. Your joy will encourage you to continue to pray, to talk to the Lord, and listen carefully for His answers. You can experience resurrection power through the ministry of prayer. And, oh Lord, You love us so much. You not only give us treasures, but You open the door to offer those treasures to others in a way that they know only You could orchestrate. At these times, we fall more in love with you. May it be so.
Friends, thanks so much for joining us for our journey to Easter with the Women of the Resurrection. And I pray that as you have been introduced to perspectives into the hearts of these women and into the heart of Jesus, his perspective for women, that your heart is being turned toward Jesus with a deeper love and a deeper understanding of the complete acceptance that he gives to each one of us. So much to be thankful for, so much to respond to with love as we reach out to others. One of the things that I love about our Daily Treasure podcast is that we hear from our subscribers, and I hope that you will be one of those. I hope that you will go to helpandhopenow.org where you can leave a comment, tell us how God has used this ministry over the past 30 years to turn your heart toward him, to equip you to walk by faith, to encourage you to step into the life of another person. There's one quick note I want to share with you from a friend in South Carolina. She says about the devotional for that day, "Just the reminder I needed today. I'm exhausted, physically, mentally, and emotionally. May I remember today that my times are in God's hands. I am not in this struggle alone. God is holding me close to his heart." And isn't that just what we need every once in a while? For someone to just remind us that he is there, remind us of the truth of Scripture. And so I hope that you are being better equipped to do that. But if you're with a friend, or maybe you yourself, you feel like you've hit a wall and you just don't even know where to turn for help, I want to encourage you to check out Anchored Hope Biblical Online Counseling. Just go to helpandhopenow.org and then click the Anchored Hope link, and you can browse the website and check out the counselors, make an appointment, and meet with that counselor in the comfort of your own home. I'm Sharon Betters. Again, I am so grateful for each of you, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.